Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny and this is the evening news. This is a first since the beginning of the movement of the Gilets Jaunes. Two policemen will be presented before the criminal court for violence committed during the demonstrations of May 1st in Paris. One had thrown a pavement towards the crowd, the other had slapped in the face and injured a demonstrator. The victim was incapacitated for more than 8 days. Say no to school bullying is the motto for the occasion of the 5th National Day Against Bullying, which affects 700,000 students in France. The government launched a major campaign to break the silence and focus on group dynamics, and this is this year's theme. 10 new measures were also announced by Jean-Michel Blanquer in July. The Minister of Education is expected to make an initial announcement in the afternoon. The project of a giant shopping center in the Val d'Oise is definitely abandoned, as decided by Emmanuel Macron. Europa City was to open in 2027 in Gonesse, in the north of Paris, with 30 million visitors expected each year on site. The shopping center would have brought about the construction of leisure parks and hotels, outdated according to the Élysée. The project had been widely supported by local officials, but denounced by environmental associations and storekeepers who had instituted legal action. Their identity is now confirmed thanks to DNA testing. The 39 migrants found dead in October in a refrigerated truck near London are all Vietnamese. In this case, several people were arrested in Vietnam and in the United Kingdom. The driver of the truck from Northern Ireland is charged with manslaughter and money laundering. Global economy is in the red with an unprecedented debt, according to the IMF. The debt amounts to $188 trillion, about 230% of the world's gross domestic product, a debt largely fueled by the private sector, as specified by the head of the International Monetary Fund. As for soccer, Kylian Mbappé, Nabil Fekir, and Benjamin Mendy are back in the team. The three players are part of Les Bleus, selected by coach Didier Deschamps, for EDF's last two games in the 2020 Euro qualifying stage. The first games will take place in mid-November against Moldova and Albania. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.